Perry, and it is great to be back on radio.
Listening to Planet Z, your home of Zambia's freshest vibes on Hot FM.
Yeah. Pineapple on my tongue.
Like a sunshine ray.
Gonna tell her be a killer.
On the board.
Hey, got it orange, got me moving.
This way, that way.
Everybody should be happy now. Just you and me.
Just you. Better together. A product of Californian beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for joining us for the bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: government says ZNS voluntary training program to commence on September 1. Farmers to start the process of redeeming farming inputs under FISIP on Monday. And in international news, South Korea fires warning shots at North Korean troops crossing border.
Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Minister of Defence Ambrose Lufuma has announced that the actual training for selected youths under the Zambia National Service Voluntary National Service Program will commence on 1st September 2025 following the completion of medical examinations. He said the training is expected to last 6 months. Speaking at a media briefing, Mr. Lufuma has stated that medical assessments and verification of educational qualifications for the 1,092 selected youths from across the country will begin on Monday, 25th August 2025. He has further revealed that the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has allocated 17.1 million kwacha through the Constituency Development Fund to support the program. Mr. Lufuma has added that the selected youths drawn from all 156 constituencies will report to three designated training sites where they will undergo physical fitness assessments as part of the medical screening process.
We want to assure the nation that once the medical examinations are completed and actual training for the selected youths will start on 1st of September 2025 and it will be for 6 months. Various entrepreneurial courses will also be offered during this training. Apart from military training, agriculture and national values and principles are a compulsory subject. Government wants to inculcate a culture of entrepreneurship in these youths of ours.
Government has announced that the process of redeeming farming inputs under the Farmer Input Support Program for the 2025-2026 farming season will commence on Monday, 25th August 2025. In a statement, Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Hulu said to enhance efficiency, transparency and accountability in the FISIP implementation, the ministry, in partnership with all three mobile network operators, will introduce an electronic Know Your Customer system for verifying beneficiaries. Mr. Hulu has further said FISIP beneficiary farmers who sold a minimum of 10 bags of 50 kg of white maize grain and 7 bags of 40 kg paddy rice to the Food Reserve Agency but have not yet received payment, 400 kwacha will be deducted from their proceeds as part of the farmer contribution for the 2025-2026 farming season. He said newly onboarded farmers will be required to make a deposit of their 400 kwacha into their respective FISIP accounts upon receiving their authority to deposit notifications.
The process of redeeming of farming inputs for the 2025-2026 farming season will commence officially on Monday, 25th August 2025. As part of the government's commitment to enhance efficiency, transparency and accountability in the fiscal implementation, the government, in partnership with all the three mobile network operators, will introduce an electronic Know Your Customer system for verifying beneficiaries. It is the wish of the government that farmers receive farming inputs on time. Beneficiaries are strongly encouraged to use the inputs on their own fields and not to sell them.
The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction says that Zambia is on the right development path following the actualization of over $12 billion United States dollars in investment over the past 4 years. The Zambia Development Agency recently announced that more than $12.22 billion United States dollars in investment has been actualized during this period, resulting in the creation of over 68,000 jobs. In an interview, CSPR social policy lead expert Brian Winger has described the development as a sign of growing investor and donor confidence in Zambia's economy, however emphasized that more still needs to be done to sustain and expand this growth. Mr. Winger has noted that the mining sector remains the leading recipient of investment, largely driven by the ongoing revamping of Konkola copper mines and Mopani copper mines.
We are headed in the right direction. The fact that we're able to realize the $12 billion in terms of investment pledges and the actualized amounts is a testimony that I think is increasing donor confidence. Then we're seeing more investors wanting to invest in Zambia. One thing that also comes out clearly is that the mining sector is leading. So the question is, what is happening in the mining sector? Remember, the government has put an ambitious plan to ramp up production of copper in the next few years. And then we have also seen that over the past years, we have also unlocked some of the mines that had issues in court, for example. We talk about KCM and Mopani. The fact that they've come back on into the production system also is testimony that we're moving in the right direction, because mining is our major cash cow as a country.
Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kaveta has commended Funyan Investments Limited for its adherence to mining regulations during a recent tour of its copper processing plant in Kasempa District of Northwestern Province. The delegation, which included officials from Cabinet Office and the Provincial Administration, assessed the company's compliance with health, safety and environmental standards, and the facility was found to be compliant, consistently meeting stringent industry requirements. Dr. Kaveta said the delegation inspected the copper thickening section and storage area, noting the correct use of personal protective equipment by workers, underscoring the company's commitment to safety. He has noted that the company's diligent and transparent reporting of production through official government channels has been recognized as a model of good practice, setting a high standard for other processors in the district. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Public Relations Unit.
I want to call upon you to continue to embrace.
Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Minister of Technology and Science Felix Mtati has called on accounting firms in the country to embrace artificial intelligence in their work. Speaking when he officiated at the PKF Zambia Chartered Accountants 10th anniversary last night, Mr. Mtati said accounting firms need also to embrace technology and innovation in their work. He says accounting firms should also be alert with cyber frauds as they embrace technology and innovation. At the same event, PKF Zambia Chartered Accountants handed over a 100,000 kwacha check to Lubasi Home Trust that looks after the orphans and vulnerable children in order to ease their operations.
I want to call upon you to continue to embrace emerging technology, including artificial intelligence, that will enable you to be able to deliver value at a good price, efficiently and without much hassle. You have to do that, and that's the only way you're going to contribute to this bubbling economy. With every technology advancement, there comes technology risk. Cyber criminals are also on the loop. As you advance, they also advance.
And PKF Zambia Chartered Accountant.